So, motivational speakers always be like, while you're chasing your dreams, be like no one the world has ever seen. Do your own thing. Be yourself. Be unique. Do not be like everyone else. Be yourself. What you're about to do, nobody has ever done something like it before. Why? Because you are about to do it. You are original. You are quintessential. You make everything yours. Put your own spin on it. Be you, and you will be successful. Believe in yourself, and you be original. I'm like, okay. But really, aren't we going to learn how to do something first? Like, okay, wait, just let me get into it. Welcome to the Volatile Times with Adisa Daniel, and you're in for a treat. Okay, so getting this out of the way, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good whatever time of the day you are listening to this. Like I said before, this is Volatile Times with Adisa Daniel, and yes, you are in for a treat today. And today I am going to be talking about that one thing that many of us don't actually talk about, and that is being a good copycat. Yes. I think every content creator out there who has ever made it, every successful business manager, every successful business owner, every successful somebody, really, like actual success, not all these people that have succeeded at failing constantly, like actual success, will tell you being a copycat is part of it. Being a copycat is part of it. Like, okay, let me make my case. You know, we are always told, take something and put your own spin on it, you understand? Do things, but, you know, let it be you, you understand? Do this and do that, but let it be you, let it reflect you, you know, put your own spin on it, put your personality into it, and all this bullshit and stuff, yada, 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 awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, they are not wrong. They are not wrong. But everybody's always skipping the first step. Is that you have to first know how to do the thing. And to know how to do that thing, whatever the thing is, you have to be able to copy what has already been done. Yeah, you have to be copy what has already been done. Hold up. Okay, take for instance now, somebody who wants to be a really good singer. Now, there are some witches and wizards out there that, from the day they were shot out of their mother's womb, they could belt like Beyoncé. Hold a note like, and like, what's the name of this guy? Smokey Knuckle. And do riffs and runs like as if they are Aretha Franklin. You understand? We've always had witches and wizards like that. We always have, we always will. Let's change the subject. But the truth is, they are not that high in number. It's true, they are not that high in number. You know, you have like maybe 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 1 million. Of, you know, somebody like that. And even those people in the end up needing training. So no matter how good you sound from the ground up, you are still going to need training. But take for somebody, you know, a regular Joe who wants to learn how to sing. You have the voice here, yeah? But you really don't know how to use it. So what are you going to do? You are going to be learning different kind of stuff that are already established. You are going to learn about dynamics, vocal control, breath techniques, melisma, riffs, runs, you know, belting, staccatos, toccato, tomato. You know, you're going to be learning about various things, you understand? And let's say you're not even taking a formal education approach. You are still going to be learning from people who are already singing. You understand? You're going to be listening to, you know, songs of people who can sing and songs of people you like, you know, redoing what they've done, you understand, singing like they have, you understand, and trying to, you know, bring your own personality into it. You're going to be watching videos on YouTube, you know, learning things that people have already done. And the thing is, before you can become a good singer, you need to be able to fully replicate, or maybe not fully, but passively replicate what it is you're already listening to. Yeah, passively replicate what it is you're already listening to, you understand? Like, you can't tell me that, you know, since when you were born, you just knew how to sing. No, you've been hearing people sing, and then you started following that pattern of how they sang, and then you maybe switched and started listening to some particular artist, and then, you know, you started singing like that. Even some of you that are upcoming rap artists, you are rapping like already how should I put it? You are rapping the way the already made rap artists are rapping. Check yourself. You know, you're already rapping. Some of you, you know, I remember when Future got into the game, you understand? Like, Future was like a new thing. And what do you know, in a year, his style was already saturated, you understand? Like, we had so many people who were sounding like Future. And then after that year ended, like the second year, we then started having people who were using the Future style, but were kind of unique in the way, you understand? Like, it was kind of them, but we all knew that they were using the Future style as a background, you understand, or as a foundation. So like, before you can become, or before you can have content truly be your own, I believe you need to be able to fully copy what somebody else has done, you understand? Like, you need to be able to replicate what your mentors, what your role models, you know, sometimes role models are not really physical, you know, it's just like, okay, I remember when I was in school and then learning how to sing, I was listening to Mali Music, I was listening to Kim Burrell, I was listening to Smokey Nofu, I was listening to Marvin Sapp, I was listening to I think I had a little bit of circular musicians too then. Really, I can't remember most of them, but I remember mostly listening to Mali Music and Kim Burrell and Smokey Nofu. Like, those three were my major vocal training instruments, and I was always trying to redo what they did, especially for Kim Burrell runs. Like, oh my god, I was always trying to redo Kim Burrell's runs and stuff like that, you know, because I wanted to learn riff and runs. And then I had a teacher, Folarin, who is still my teacher, music teacher, you know, and then I had a choir and stuff like that. They were always teaching us stuff. But the thing is, the true art of learning came in the form that you needed to be able to replicate what they were teaching you. You understand? You know? So, okay, maybe for those of you that don't see, you're not getting the music analogy. So let me put a twist on it. Cooking. I don't think any person alive today started cooking with their own recipe from the ground up. Like they've never cooked before in their life. And the first time they are going to cook, they made their own recipe, like their own recipe down, you understand? Like, mama, no, you did not. Like, sincerely, I don't think that has ever happened, and I don't think it will ever happen, except if the Holy Spirit automatically just inspires the art of cooking into your mind. Sincerely, because okay, you first of all, you know, learn how to cook, learn how to, you know, gain the sense of cooking and measuring. Because let's admit it, you know, most of the time we see in all these cookbooks, half a kinikon, a tinge of this, a dash of this, a squash of this, a squall of that. We don't actually follow all of that. We most of us learned, you know, watching our mothers in the kitchen and, you know, helping out in the kitchen once in a while. For those of you that did, kudos. For those of you that did not, how are you liking yourself? Don't mind me. But you know, like, most of us can cook a lot now. We can try out so many recipes we see online, and we can even like mash up stuff to make our own personal recipes. But the reason why we have that and even have the confidence to do that is because we already learned the basics, and we were successful in replicating the basics, you understand? Even more than the basics, even the advanced things. Sometimes you see recipes online and then, you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to cook this for family dinner, you understand? Now, the only way that food is going to taste good is if you successfully replicate the steps and the result of that recipe. You understand? The result of those steps is if you successfully replicate it. If you don't, you are going to flop. You are definitely going to flop. Now, let's say the first time you did it, you were able to, you know, passably replicate it. You understand? It tasted good. It looked nice. It looked almost like it was presented in the image you saw. Okay, then you know, you gain confidence. Then the next time you are cooking, you are like, okay, maybe you add garlic, or, you know, maybe you add a little bit of turmeric, or, you know, maybe you add a little bit of adobo spice, you know, or something like that, you understand? That is when you gain the confidence to add your own personality to the content, or to the process, let me put it that way. But the thing is, you cannot just up and uproot, just, you know, change the format of a recipe like that, you understand? You need to first off be able to pull off the recipe, you understand? And this applies to a lot of things. You don't see somebody who makes shoes and just tell you that, I woke up like that with the knowledge of making shoes. No, that doesn't happen. The person went to a cobbler or to a shoemaker or something, and they taught him or taught her, you understand? Same thing with tailoring. Same thing with, you know, like a couple of things. And let's get into more formal thing. Same thing with public speaking. Same thing with teaching. Same thing with even same thing with being a pastor. You understand, like many of these things, you have to learn the process of doing things. You know, like for many people who teach the word, you understand, like you hear a lot of things, like when they started, they used to preach like their teacher, they used to teach like the person that mentored them and stuff like that. The reason for that is because that is the template with which they learned the craft that they are about to work in, you understand? And they needed to be able to successfully replicate the process, replicate the stuff that they were taught, you understand, before they could start developing their own unique signatures. So you don't just be yourself. You understand? Even as we grew from childhood, we were not just ourselves. We took various personalities of those that are around us, and then we melded it into one to create the personalities that we have now. So really, nobody is born just being themselves. Now, I know some people are going to say, you know, but what about those people who actually created these things at the first time? Let's look at Afropop, for example. Afropop is a genre of music. For those of you that don't know it, just type Afropop in your Google tabs, you know, and then, you know, Google will bring out the information for you people that live under a rock for some reason. I don't know. Okay, moving on. Afropop is a mixture of Afro, which is a genre on its own, and Pop, which is another genre on its own. And now, you know, the first person or the first people to do Afro, because I don't know who or who they or he or she is, you know, but I'm very sure they had to know what Afro sounds like and how to pull off Afro first, and also learn how to pull off Pop also before they could say, okay, we can fix Pop into this place and Afro into that place, and the sequence of Afro here, the sequence of Pop here, and create Afro Pop. They needed to be able to replicate the Afro genre and the Pop genre, you understand, before they could meld it together, before they could create something unique, you understand. So we are not God. We don't just create from nothing, you understand. All creation that human being does, all the creation that human being does, even the destruction that human being does, is always birthed from something. We don't just create. We are not God. We create from stuff that is already on ground, you understand, like foreknowledge, materials, stuff like that, intuition, all those stuff. But we work on something, you understand. And for those who are desiring to be content creators, for those who are desiring to be public speakers, for those that are desiring to be school teachers or any craft really, and you really want to be good at it, or at least passable. And by passable, I mean average and a little bit beyond average, in case you wonder why I keep using the word passable. That was what came to me and I'm using it. If you don't like it, that's your problem. But you know, you understand, by this point, you should understand what I'm saying. You understand, like, we always keep hearing, a caveat or like a disclaimer. I am not saying copies people. Hey Jesus, I'm not saying copy people's content. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying go and screenshot Salem King's stuff and then post it on your own Instagram and then say you are the one that wrote it. Are you mad? Or I'm not saying, you know, go and carry somebody else's song. You know, but because, okay, take for instance Japanese songs, go and carry somebody's Japanese song and then translate it to English and then you release it and say, ooh, and then everybody be like, oh my God, you're a rock genius. No, you're a thief. That is what you are. What I am saying is replicate the process. What I am saying is copy the process. You understand? Like, copy the process. Replicate the steps. Do you understand? Replicate the steps. Don't claim somebody else's work as your own. Rather, follow the steps that they did. Follow, go through the process that they also did, and then that work that you worked out, I guess, will also be your work. Will just be your work, and then the more you keep doing it, because there's a reason why they say practice makes perfect, or at least makes you better. Maybe not perfect, but makes you better. The more you keep doing stuff, the more you keep, even instinctively, inputting or transforming some parts of what you are doing to suit you better, to model you better. You understand? Take public speaking, for example. You watch how so many speakers that you admire talk, you understand? And then you start, you know, you take from this, you take from that one, you take from that one, you take the process of preparation, all that kind of stuff. You you know, you learn how to move your body better, body language, how to use your stage. You know, when you gather all these things, all the knowledge that you've acquired, and then start putting them to use, as you slowly do, little by little, you also be putting some elements of you into them. That is how those things work. But sincerely, at the beginning of everything, you need to let copying be bae. Yes, let being a copy, let copycatting be bae. You understand? Let copycatting be bae. Let copycatting be, you know, like the motto or to greatness or something like that. Because let me tell you the truth, people don't like saying it, but you need to copy what somebody else has done, because there's almost nothing today that is unique. Let's not lie, podcasting is not unique. Even what I'm talking about isn't necessarily unique, you understand? I doubt I am the first person. Maybe I'm the first person you know that's talking about stuff like this. But at that time, the first person who, you know, who talked about this, or who has already talked about this, you understand? So like, really, nothing is unique. You just need to follow, copy the process of how people do things, you know, the way people do things, replicate it, make sure you replicate it well, maybe not perfectly, but passively. And then the more you replicate, the more you copy, you understand, you start looking into how you can make, you know, changes, you understand, slight changes, not major changes. Those slight changes you do would end up leading to a major change, but you know, slight changes, okay, tone of voice, the kind of jokes you crack, you know, how serious you are, the speed at which you talk, you understand, the examples, kind of examples you give, who your target audience is going to be, all those kind of things, you know, small changes that will translate to you. So at some point, people are going to be like, ah yeah, he sounds like Kinnikon, she sings like Kinnikon, cooks like Kinnikon. But then give it a month, give it 2 months, give it 3 months, give it a year. People are going to be like, hey, she used to, but now she, you know, seems more different, seems more of herself. People will tell the difference, you understand? And you don't need to rush that process. There's a reason why it's called a process. So, you know, it is step by step. You need to go through it. It's painstaking, it's sometimes infuriating, but you need to go through it, you understand? You just need to go through it. That's all there is. Despite however you feel, whatever it is you feel about the word copy, but that's what it is. You need to go through it. You need to copy, replicate, and then transform. Sincerely, that's it. So let copycatting be bae, people. Let copycatting be bae. In fact, guys know this. The way we started asking our girls when we were in secondary school, we copied what our friends were doing. We copied what our elder brothers were doing, or the uncles in the street, you understand? We learned from TV and all those stuff. Girls too, we admit this, you understand? Even some things we know about sex, we learned from porn. For those of us who are willing to admit in public that we watched porn. So, you know, we've been copying all our lives and transforming. So don't kid yourself to think, oh, you have such unique perspective to things. See, your unique perspective to things built up from maintaining some particular straight line and conservative or fundamental perspective to stuff that over time, when your own personality got imputed, you know, it became yours, it became unique, you understand? But don't ever feel like, oh, you are different from the start, you are different from the beginning, you understand? No, you are not. You became different. You did not start out different, you understand? Nobody is born unique, everybody becomes unique. So let copycatting be paid, you understand? And I know it sounds somehow, because let me tell you the truth, the most effective answers are the most frustrating ones. Yeah, the most effective answers to life change, to habit change, to, you know, creating content, or becoming a good person, or becoming successful, are very simple, but they are the most infuriating answers, because they require the most amount of effort, you understand? So, but, you know, I guess that's all I have for you today, you understand? Let's copycatting be paid. Listen to your motivational speakers, you understand? But, like, do not forget reality of it. Believe in yourself, but do not forget that you need to have substance to believe in. If the you yourself does not carry any form of substance, well, my dear, go get some. So anyway, thank you very much for listening. Remember to follow me on Twitter. I am Dan at Daniel Briggs. Briggs is spelled B-R-I-G-G-Z. Also, same thing on IG, except an underscore, Daniel underscore Briggs, you understand? Oh, you know, reach out to me, DM me, you understand? If you don't agree with something, if you agree with something, whatever it is, you understand? I post a lot, at least I try to. So, you know, just at me a little bit, get. And remember to share this with your friends, you understand? Like, I'm very sure that I just spouted some wisdom that helped somebody's life. Amen. I don't mean to be proud. Like, this is isolation. Like, I have nothing better to do than to be proud of myself. You understand? So, again, thank you very much for listening. Have a great day or night or whatever time of the day it is you listen to this. And see you in the next episode. Peace out.